This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Signing Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two of Fine Saturday Morning. Going to be a decent day, so get outside and look around the outside of your house. And Abby from Abby Home on with us this hour to talk just about that. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, good. Do you have a goofy derby hat on like David does?
Not yet.
Will you don one this afternoon for the race?
Possibly. Yeah. Ooh, I'm still trying to figure out what horse I'm going for.
Yeah, okay. I was looking at the list. There's some funny names on there. Maybe
there always are. There always are. So tell us a little bit about Abby Home and what you guys all do.
We do everything on the exterior of your home, from roofing, siding, windows, doors, gutters, all that fun stuff. And now we do baths and showers as well on the inside.
Okay. Right. And this time of year, what is keeping you busiest?
Probably a little bit of everything, actually. Roofing and siding has been busy right now, obviously, with all the storms and everyone wanting to know if they had hail damage and seeing that maybe their roof was leaking during the storm. So that's been a kind of a busy thing, and siding as well.
The storms we've been getting have been torrential.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people that have never seen water coming into their house are suddenly going, this has never happened before.
Right.
What do you suggest to those people?
Yeah, it's just been kind of some weird stuff, you know, stuff that you're not used to seeing, or a caulk might have started to fail and then that storm kind of pushed it over the edge. So I would say, you know, take a look on the outside of your home. If you notice any caulk that's starting to separate, any flashing that looks like it's not nailed down, or so, you know, those winds actually kicked up, and where I live, there was like literally trees that were probably 100 years old that all were falling over. So the wind is pretty strong, and it can blow fascia off. It can blow shingles off. So definitely do an inspection obviously it's getting warmer out, so we can go outside and take a look inside your gutters, make sure those are all cleaned out, because last fall was kind of a weird time where the leaves didn't drop until after a snowstorm.
Yeah,
so we didn't have a lot of time to go up there. And so there might be leaves in there that you didn't get a chance to clear out. So just make sure that all that's cleared out, and so that water can escape out, so you don't have to worry about it getting in your basement, because obviously that's the whole point of a gutter.
One thing that speaking of gutters, with the winds that we've been having, make sure your gutter extensions, your downspout extensions, are actually attached to your downspout,
because
those got kicked around quite a bit too.
And anybody who's had me inspect their home, if you have plastic corrugated gutter downspout extensions on your house, I've told you that I'm not a fan of them. They collect water, they blow around, the sun makes them brittle and crack, so you absolutely should have aluminum extensions five feet away from your house.
We actually have this pretty cool extension that we can do, that we can put on the downspout, that acts as like a hinge. You can actually lift it up and you can keep it against the house, or you can put it back down when you're done mowing the lawn. So you don't have to take the downspout extension off and then you forget to put it back on, or it gets blown around. So it'll actually stay on to the actual downspout itself.
But that's an aluminum extension, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And nice, smooth, you know, slippery inside. Water drains right out of it. Not those plastic ones. But I get it. People use them. I'm just not a fan.
So, Abby, this is a busy time of year for housing contractors, because everybody's getting outside and looking at their house. How long, if somebody calls in or goes to your website at abbyhome.com and fills out the form, how long before somebody gets out to their house?
To come out to give you an estimate, we can get out within a day or two.
Okay.
Sometimes we can even get out that same day, depending on what product they're looking for, because a lot of our design specialists are product specific. So they, like our bath guys, usually just stick with baths or windows, and then we have exterior specialists. So depending on how busy that specific product is that day, we can get out that day, or for sure by the next day usually.
Perfect.
Okay. And what is your service area now? I imagine you're growing. So where do you go to?
We'll go all the way as far west as the Madison area, Madison suburbs, and then we go as far north as Sheboygan, Fond du Lac area. I mean, we'll even do some outliers here and there if somebody's really interested.
Okay. Mm-hmm. AbbyHome.com is the website. Abby's with us all this hour, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We'd love to hear from you. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Indeed it is. The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason. Abby from Abby Home on with us. Cinco de Mayo coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'll probably eat some Mexican food. That'll be about the extent of it. But looking forward to that because it's always good.
There's a Mexican food truck in Oconomowoc. Maybe we'll go get some there from there.
The one right on the main street there?
Yeah. They actually opened a little Mexican supermarket. So they have a little store and their truck right outside.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. But we're talking with Abby Home, Abby from Abby Home on the store. And with siding, siding isn't just about, I have vinyl siding, put the same color back on my house. There's so many options and ways that you can show people what they can do, right?
Absolutely. And we've made it's been simplified so much now with technology that we can take a picture of your house and put any color anywhere you want. If you want to add shake up in the gables or board and batten is still holding strong and being pretty popular, we can tell it to, put a freeze board here and add that, make wider trims, change the color of the windows, add grids, and we can put a different color roof on. We can, any vision that you're thinking, we can show you actually, instead of having to, like, back when I was selling in, 15 years ago, we'd have to take a piece of siding and kind of hold it against the house and give you a visual that way.
And stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And so now you can actually get the true vision of what it will look like from the street. So it's pretty cool with all the design tools out there now.
We were pretty much there like 5 years ago.
Yeah. But
we've come along in the last 5 years.
You said something. You said you can show something what people are thinking. You can show them something they're not thinking. I think that's the big key. They might have something in their mind and everything. You can show them something else. Say, hey, you haven't thought about this. What about this idea? I think that's the cooler idea.
For sure. There's so many different design options and products that we can put in certain places. And I think sometimes you see something on a different house and you're trying to describe it or you want to recreate that. And we can do that. And freeze board is something that, for example, it's basically like putting a piece of LP or fascia board up and wrapping it. And that can it's amazing how much more design aspect and orientation it can give your home just by one little thing like that. So there's a lot of little things that I tried to, when I was selling, and I have my guys too, like, we want to know what design you're thinking. Do you like a cottage style house, like a country style home? Because a lot of those 90s builds had those angled garage doors and had those little decorative things that made the house look kind of country-ish. If you don't like that, we actually have different ways to make it all go away. Mm-hmm. And gable vents are one thing that a lot of times, the way that ridge vents and everything are now, they're kind of useless and they're more decorative. And if you don't like that, we can get rid of those as long as you have proper venting. So there's a lot of different things little things that you don't think about that actually make a big deal when it all comes together on the home.
Mm-hmm.
Stone veneer is the largest ROI that I've seen other than a garage door. You actually gain money on it. So the return on investment is like 110%. Instead of losing money by spending that extra money on it, you actually have your house worth more than even what you spent on that stone veneer. So that's a huge thing to do on the front of the house or even on half the front of the house. And we can really dress it up and we can show you what it looks like with it and without it. And every time I've designed it, it's amazing to me how much more it gives the house and character and richness by having it on there.
Yeah, and those are all things you can show people in their home, right? But do you have a showroom as well, right?
We do. We're actually currently redesigning our showroom and adding more of our metal roofing options out there because I think a lot of times when people think of metal roofing, they think of like a standing seam. So when we don't do standing seam, we actually do all stone-coated metal roofing. So we wanted to be able to showcase all of that and get different ideas of, because there's different styles and options from even like the Spanish tile, the Pacific tiles, to a cottage, shake-style look. So there's a lot of different options, and I think it's because it's a newer thing to our market or it's not super popular yet, but it's gaining in popularity, I think that it's hard to get a visual because there's not a ton of houses to drive by and see. And so coming to Shoreham and actually seeing a little bit bigger samples. But we've been doing a lot of metal roofing already this season, and so we'll have a lot more outdoor showcases of homes to be able to drive by and look at.
Right. AbbyHome.com is a website. She's with us for the rest of the hour. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Abby, we'd love to hear from you. It is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us, Dayton Kane and David Nason with you. It's 8:24 on May 2nd, going to be a high of 53 by the lake, 58 inland, so going to be a kind of a nice day. Yeah. We haven't had a decent day in a while. I walked outside and it wasn't raining. I was just happy as could be.
Right.
It's already 42 in Milwaukee.
Yeah. So in the past, Abby, we've talked about energy efficient products that we can put on the outside of our home, windows, siding, and I guess we should talk about the benefits of doing all those things if you're talking about residing or redoing the exterior of your home.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of times we talk a lot about the triple pane aspect of windows and how that can save you so much on your energy bills, but 85% of your house usually is siding. And with that 85%, obviously you want to make sure that's the most energy efficient. When we go into homes that were built in the 90s or newer and they have 2x6 walls, a lot of times they think that their house is well insulated, so they don't need to worry about getting insulated siding. But the issue is that the studs are not insulated. So, yes, they may have insulated the 2x6 walls in between the studs, but then you have all the studs, which if you added them up, it's about 25% of your house. So if you think about it, an entire wall of your home is then uninsulated. And so when we tear off that old siding, we want to make sure that we're putting up a house wrap, and then we use GreenGuard, which actually has drainage channels in it, and I just like it because it doesn't tear the way that Tyvek can. We'll tape it all and make sure it's completely water resistant. And then what we do is we like to put up our insulated siding. So the insulation is actually attached to the siding. So it's going to be a lot more rigid. And then you have all those studs getting insulated at the same time. So it's essentially a pre-engineered wall system instead of just getting new cladding or siding. So just changing the color isn't the only thing, or upgrading and making it maintenance free or making it look cleaner. You get all that, but you also get the insulation and energy savings aspect of it. Another thing to consider is that insulated siding is going to be about 40% quieter than a standard panel. So anything that's uninsulated, it's going to be 40% quieter. So if you want your home to be more insulated and quieter, that's a huge difference that a lot of people notice. The other thing is air conditioning costs. A lot of times we think about heat costs, but air conditioning is huge with our insulated siding that people notice, especially if you have a two-story house and the upstairs doesn't have zoned heat. A lot of times in the summer, that upstairs is hotter than the downstairs, and it's hard to kind of make that even and balance out from the downstairs. But by putting on insulated siding, a lot of times our customers notice that the second floor doesn't get as hot. And so it actually kind of balances it out a little bit more by having that insulated siding without having to pay the money for zoned heating and air on the second floor. So it definitely has a lot of different advantages by upgrading your siding, not just upgrading the color or upgrading the look of your home.
So basically what you're saying is we talk about a roof being a system. It's not just shingles. The exterior of your house is the same. There's a system involved here with weather-resistant barrier, insulation, siding, all that stuff to not only keep the weather out but to make your home efficient.
Exactly, and you want to make sure that it's breathable too.
Right.
So you want to choose products that have what we call a PERM rating, which stands for permeability, and all of our insulated siding has the highest PERM rating on the market, which is a PERM rating of 5. So that's a huge differentiator as well, because if you don't have a higher PERM rating, then you're going to have that moisture, especially that condensation that we talk about a lot on your windows, getting trapped in your home, and there's no way for that moisture to escape out of your home, and then you have issues with condensation or what they call sick house syndrome. So we want to make sure everything can breathe and you have like that air exchange.
So is that insulated vinyl siding, or it's a not vinyl, you call it
composite.
Composite. So
we have two different options.
I was going to say, is that the only thing you install? What else can you guys install?
Yeah, so we have two insulated options. We have an insulated vinyl, which is like an acrylic-based product, and then we also have our insulated composite. We have LP SmartSide if LP is something that you want. We pretty much shy away from any type of cement board, so we do not carry any cement board. I firmly believe that it's not meant for our climate. It may be a great product that works well down south or somewhere where they don't have extreme temperature changes, but for Wisconsin, we all see what our roads do. I mean, they're filling how many potholes right now with putting Brewers logos on them. I mean, that it pretty much behaves exactly like concrete. I mean, it's cement. So if you would expect a natural product to behave differently, I don't know how it would just by calling it siding versus being, you know, on the ground. And we know that it heaves and moves and everything else. So that's exactly what's happening to those panels. And then you have the separation, nail pops, and you know, a whole laundry list of issues. So we stay away from that product, and we focus on things that I know I'm not going to have headaches, because if you have a headache, I have a headache.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I don't want to ever set you up for failure.
How do people get in touch with you?
Best thing to do is to go to our website. It's abbyhome.com, so it's ABBYhome.com. You can fill out a contact form right on there. Actually, you can schedule an appointment right on there with what works for you. We do come out on evenings and Saturdays if you are a 9-to-5 kind of person. That works. We also can give us a call. We have Nick up in our call center that's working right now, so you can give him a call. It's 414-436-ABBY. So 414-436-2229, and just hit extension 1, and you'll get to be able to make an appointment right there on the phone.
Another half hour to go with her. You can check her out at abbyhome.com. As she said, we're going to go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dayton.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Indeed it is. I was gone for 2 weeks. This is fun to be back.
Yeah.
Glad to be back. And Abby's on with us this hour. We're talking about the exterior of your home, although they do interior bathrooms as well. We haven't talked about roofing, and I know a lot of people looking at roofing because of the storms that are blowing through.
Right.
But even without the storms, and if you don't have hail damage, what should we be looking at on our roofs as we get outside this spring and start looking at our house?
The age of the roof is a huge factor, especially like with insurance companies and what they're going to take into account when your premiums are scheduled to, or your policy is scheduled to renew for the year. They're actually making people, I've seen as young as 10 years only, that they're having people replace their roofs. Usually it's going to be around that 15-year range now. Because I think when we think about warranties on roofs, when we say, yes, it's a 50-year warranty or it's a lifetime warranty on a roof for asphalt shingles, when you really start digging into that, it doesn't mean it's going to last that long. It just means that they're warranting it against manufacturer defects. It's not warranted against the natural progression of the life of that roof or the wear and tear of that roof. And with all the wind and rain and all that stuff, that's not warrantable. That's just saying that they're not going to have something that's not normal for like granulation loss. So I think that we have to just be aware of what a warranty actually means when it comes to an asphalt shingle. The second thing is that a lot of insurance companies are using hail damage now as like a rider policy. So you may have a $1,000 deductible on your roof, on your home, but if you have hail damage, it's actually going to be a $5,000 deductible now. So you're going to be paying more to be able to have that hail covered. You're also going to have to cover the prorated amount of the age of that roof. So they're going to basically tell you, okay, your roof is 10 years old. We're only covering 50% of what it costs now to replace that. And I can tell you, I've gotten hit with 2 price increases already coming with roofs, and there probably will be a third one coming because all the fuel and gas prices and everything, that drives roofing prices. So unfortunately, the roofing manufacturers don't say, oh, gas went back down to 2-something a gallon. We're going to lower your rates back down, or we're going to lower the price back down. Once they raise the price, they leave it there, and then they just line their pockets. So that's the biggest thing that we have to understand, that if you're thinking about getting a new roof or you want a new roof, definitely get it now before, because everybody's going to raise the price. Whether you go with us or any other company, they're all going to have to raise their prices in order to stay in business. So now is time is of the essence with roofing. But I really like metal roofing. I would highly encourage anyone that's staying in their home for at least 5 years to consider metal roofing. I think it has its huge advantages. Obviously, there's a price point up front, but then you don't have to worry about this inflation. You don't have to worry about these $5,000 deductibles or storm chasers coming to your door and having you sign waivers to get up on their roof, on your roof, and checking for hail and dealing with adjusters. You don't have to deal with any of that because it is warranted against hail. So it's not going to have a normal hail storm, you know, golf ball size or less. It would have to be bigger than a baseball in order for it to actually do any aesthetic damage to the roof, and then let alone even have to penetrate it where it would be leaking or it could cause problems. So I really believe in metal roofing. I think it's the future. I think in the next 10 years, insurance companies aren't even going to insure asphalt shingles the same way that they've changed the whole narrative in Florida with impact-resistant hurricane windows. If you don't get hurricane windows, they're not going to insure you. I think it's the same thing goes for roofing and asphalt shingles in the Midwest.
So when somebody does have hail damage on their asphalt shingles, what's the concern there?
So a couple things. One is obviously aesthetics. The second thing is when you have those consistent pings, what happens is you're now going to have a greater granulation loss, and that pad is going to be compromised. And then eventually you're going to have it start to get a hole in it, and then you're going to eventually have a leak.
Yeah, long term. Typically, you're not getting leaks immediately just from hail damage, but it's a longevity of the shingle. It's dramatically shortening the life of the shingle.
Is there anything people can look for on their own homes from the ground?
Yeah.
What are some signs that if I look up at my roof that I should be like, uh-oh,
we're not telling people to go on their roof.
Sure. Metal is going to be the easiest probably to see. So if you, even if you have like some binoculars, start looking at the valleys, see if you notice any, if you notice any like consistent pings, like dents in the valleys, or if you don't have a ridge vent and you have like the hat vents, turtle vents, whatever you want to call them, the slant back vents that are aluminum, you can take a look at those and see that the top and see if you notice any pings on that. That's going to probably be your easiest way, because in order to really detect hail damage on shingles, you're going to have to get closer up to it, unless it's like some crazy obvious thing, and especially with dimensional shingles. If it's a three tab, you might be able to see something here and there, but dimensional shingles, because of the shadow lines and stuff, you're going to have to get up there and look at it.
Yep. AbbyHome.com is a website. We're going to take another break. 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Abby, get them in. It is a Fix-It show on a beautiful Saturday morning in Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Like a user's manual on the radio, it's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
David, you kind of give people a user's manual when you do their inspection, right?
I do. Tom Faza, who started this show many, many years ago, my mentor, wrote a book called How to Operate Your Home. I still have some available. They are going out of print, but I do provide one with every one of my inspections that until they're out of print. Might be sometime next year.
Okay. BestInspectionsLLC.com is the website if you want to get in touch with David. We have Abby from Abby Home on with us as well. You can find them at AbbyHome.com. And within the last, what has it been now? It's been a while since you've been doing bathrooms, hasn't it?
Yeah, since you've been Abby Home.
Yeah, about 2 years now.
Okay.
We started our bath division. It's actually become about almost a quarter of our business.
Wow.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's been a great great product to add. We have amazing installers. They obviously are the heartbeat of our division. And we've really ran with it, really made it something that we wanted to be experts in. And I know a lot of times it doesn't seem like why would an exterior company be in baths, or why would we trust that they could do a good job? But it's very specialized. There's nobody that installs windows or roofing or siding that's involved in baths. These are strictly bath guys and shower guys, and so they do an amazing job. And to me, the caulk is the most important thing on the home, and when you're finishing it, because that's what you're just going to stare at, and it's going to drive you crazy. So they do an amazing job with that, and we're really proud of them. And we have a couple different lines of systems that we can offer. One is just your standard acrylic panels. The other one is more of a solid surface panel. So we have different budget lines, different things you're looking for, but we can make them look like marble. We can make it look like stone. We can keep it very basic, make it look like tile. We even have like a hexagon pattern. So whatever you're looking at doing in the bath, we can definitely accommodate you with our different options.
And you can take out tubs, showers, Roman tubs, basically any kind of showering, bathing that's outdated and old and replace it, right?
If the drain needs to be moved.
Some of these old ones have the drain in the middle of the tub kind of thing.
Right, P-traps. Yeah, so right. We're going to make sure that or the drum trap that we're going to replace and put a P-trap in. We're going to make sure all your plumbing's up to code. We've been really running into what's been crazy the last couple weeks is that we always do a basement inspection. As long as you don't have a drywall basement, we can actually take a look at the joists, how they're running, make sure that we're able to move that drain and make sure your plumbing is up to code, make sure you don't have a drum trap. And so what we've been running into a lot is handyman kind of stuff where they've cut the joists and then we have to have somebody come in and sister the joists and fix all that because we pull all the permits and we make sure everything is done correctly into code. So we know that the building inspectors aren't going to pass that a second time because they probably did it without pulling a permit the first time and then have a compromised joist. So we've been running into a lot of that and making sure it's correct. And a lot of our competition doesn't even take a look at the basement and take a look at the plumbing. So either they're not doing it correctly or they're going to hit you with a big change order during the install.
Yeah. And I don't know. A kind of a running joke among home inspectors is that plumbers shouldn't have Sawzalls. But you can't just always blame the plumber. Sometimes it's the framing contractors. Like, you should have put a little more thought into where your joists are landing. If you know where the toilet's going to be or the tub drain's going to be, you could header out that area and not have them cut the joists, because I see it quite often, like you're mentioning, that we can't compromise the structural system of the house just because you want to put a drain there. So
yeah, those joists, they just get in the way of everything, all your plans, you know?
Yeah. You got a whole bunch of them, you know, it's okay if I cut one.
That was a joke,
yes, right,
people, if you're listening.
And I'm not ripping on legitimate, you know, qualified, trained, good plumbers and everything. Like you said, it's a lot of, and I don't even say handyman, because there are good handyman out there too. I use the term amateur. Amateur means this isn't your job. You're doing something that's not, you don't do day to day. So you don't have amateur people working for you. You have
your friends, brothers, cousins, buddy.
Yeah, hold my beer. I got this.
It was cheaper though. It was way cheaper. We saved a ton of money.
Right. Right.
saved a ton of money.
for the bathroom projects, time wise, two questions there. If somebody calls and said, hey, I want you to do this, how, you know, as far as somebody coming out to look at it, and then how soon can they have it done, number one, and then number two, how long does it actually take the project?
So we'd get out there, like I said, within the next day or two to get everything finalized, and then I would say it would take about six to eight weeks to be able to get all the material and get you on the schedule. And then some of our stuff comes from California, so it takes a little bit longer depending on what some of the stuff is made in Illinois and some stuff's made in California. So whatever one you go with might take a little longer for shipping, and you got to love that, the freight of all of that stuff. But as far as the job, it's pretty much one day. Unless we're moving a bunch of plumbing and drains and running into, like we just talked about, having to sister the joists and fix all that, then we're talking maybe 2 days. But pretty much a standard job that the plumbing looks good, everything's up to code already, we're looking at one day.
Okay.
We're going to take our final break of the show. One segment left with Abby. When we come back, you can check him out at abbyhome.com. It is a Fix-It show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and JMB Construction, we have Abby from Abby Home on with us. And Julia Fellow texted in, amen on the caulk on buying a house and the sink was not installed at all correctly, and it's all I look at. Caulk is an art.
No, a little caulk is good. A lot of caulk is better. Come on. Doesn't everybody know
why
that?
Why are you being so sarcastic today?
Everybody knows that. I'm in a derby mood. You're, I need to have my, what do they call that drink?
Derby David's with us this morning.
Mint julep.
Mint julep, thank you.
Go.
Yes.
There you go. Now, and we do caulking around windows, too.
It is.
It's so important to get the caulking
it's
right.
Necessary, but it's got to be done right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and not absolutely overdone. Yes. And it,
ours is
but it's
all
also not a substitution. It's not a substitution for
proper
like flashing and you know installing your product. You can't have a half inch gap between your siding and the window and then fill it with caulk. It, you know, there's got to be a small gap. It's got to be a small gap, but not a half inch. You know? Anyways, windows. I was just talking about windows and installing them correctly. And you guys install windows correctly, right? I imagine.
Absolutely. We have 8 different ways to install them because we want to make sure that each house is different and the way that whatever kind of siding you have, whatever kind of windows you have in there now is all going to determine how we have to install it. Or there's some companies out there that they one window one way. And to me, that's not the right way to do it because if you have a 1990s metal clad window, you're going to need to do a full frame. You're going to rip everything out, get down to the rough opening. Put a nail fin on there, flash tape it, make sure that it's all going to be completely weather tight and not leave any wood frames in there or clad frames in there that could be rotted that we don't even know if they're rotted or not. So we need to make sure that we can take a look at that and see what's going on. If it's a standard 1950s ranch house, out windows and they're original, great. That's an easy pocket fit the way that the replacement windows were originally designed for. But in the 90s and the 2000s, when they came out with new construction vinyl windows, those are another different way to install it. So you can't just take a new construction vinyl window. Let's say you have a 2005 build and you have a new construction vinyl window and drywall return. You can't just pocket fit that window. You have got to cut back that old window. Even though the nail fin doesn't really mean anything, it's about cutting that all back so that you're flashing it properly, something to the outside so you're weatherizing it. Otherwise, you're just relying on, like we talked about, foam and caulk. And I call that a caulk and walk. And I don't do caulk and walk. So we
careful
make sure
Stan.
That we put all your trim and aluminum and flashing on there. In order to do that, you have to kind of do what I call a hybrid install. And that's where we can still pocket fit it, where if you're okay losing all that glass space, we'll put it inside of that rough opening, but we're still going to have to make sure that we can flash the outside properly and make sure it's sealed. So I call it the triple threat because you're going to have flash tape, foam, and caulk, not just caulk.
Yeah. The caulk and
caulk.
I love it. I've never heard that one, Abby. That's a good one.
Put some caulk and then flex seal it to be good.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We
got to wrap up the show because David's going off the rails here on us. Abby, always good to have you on. Thank you so much. Tell people how to get in touch with you.
You can go to our website. It's abbyhome.com, so ABBYHome.com, or give us a call. It's 414-436-ABBY, so 414-436-2229.
All right. That does it for the show. Yep. You guys have a good Derby afternoon.
Thanks.
Go
good talking to you,
pick out the right
Abby.
Hat, Abby. Make sure you got the right
All
hat.
All right.
Take care.
All right,
probably
everybody.
Just a flannel hat, so
okay,
that's what I'm rolling with.
It's cold out today. That'd be appropriate.
I know.
Okay.
That does it
Bye.
For the Fix-It Show. Coming up next, Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show. Thank you so much for listening to WTMJ.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.